Joe Biden claims to be vice president during tough immigration question. By Harris Alic on September 12, 2019. Joe Biden claimed to be the sitting vice president when answering a tough question about his position on immigration at the third Democrat primary debate on Thursday. Biden, who has exhibited a penchant for confusing time and place on the campaign trail, made the statement when asked to defend the Obama administration's record on deportation by Univision's Jorge Ramos. "What Latinos should look at, comparing this president to the president we have is outrageous, number one. We didn't lock people up in cages," Biden said, then proceeded to inaccurately claim we didn't separate families. When pushed by Ramos if he made a mistake with those deportations, the former vice president refused to answer, choosing instead to defend Obama. "The president did the best thing that was able to be done," Biden said, before being asked again by Ramos if he had any regrets. "I'm the vice president of the United States," Biden responded. This was not the first time in recent months the 76-year-old Biden has mistakenly referred to himself as the sitting vice president. In August, Biden claimed told reporters he was in office during the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. "Those kids in Parkland came up to see me when I was vice president," Biden said before claiming that when the survivors visited Congress, lawmakers were basically cowering, not wanting to see them. They did not want to face it on camera. Many were quick to point out that the tragic shooting, which resulted in 17 fatalities and more than a dozen injuries, actually occurred on February 14, 2018, more than a year after Biden left office.